A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What one among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. It's pretty clear that among God's numerous qualities, having a sharp business sense is not one of them. There is no way that God could ever earn an MBA, for no business school graduate would ever think of paying employees the same wage no matter when they showed up for work. It would be unthinkable to liquidate half of one's estate in the prime of life. And now, in today's gospel, the shepherd leaves 99 sheep in the desert behind, unprotected, to search out one single lost sheep. Surely, this is a bad business decision. But that's just the point. God is not a business person. God doesn't have an MBA. God doesn't worry about profit or loss, about employee relationships. God can divide the heavenly estate into infinite proportions. And most importantly, God desperately wants to find those of us who are lost. All of us wander off the path at some time in our lives, and some of us get back on track pretty quickly. Others might not get there until the end of their lives. For many of us, this happens over and over again. Regardless of the number of times we get off track, God always welcomes us back. God's even crazy enough to search us out and pester us until we return, to carry us when we can't make it on our own. Today, let's reflect with gratitude that God doesn't have an MBA or run the kingdom like a business. In what way are we all lost? How might God be welcoming us back? Today, let's show our gratitude by searching out friends and acquaintances who might also need to be found and welcomed back to the fold.